Reconvene the April 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Ms. Woodward.
Commissioner Bowman, good afternoon, members of the commission. This is a request by Harbor on Indian Creek to install one forklift-style boat lift and formal after-the-fact authorization to retain a change from a previously approved four-slip T-head community pier to an L-head with three finger piers, two uncovered lifts, and a 12-foot by 10-foot floating platform adjacent to one of their community piers at the residential development on Pittman's Cove off Indian Creek near Kilmarnock in Lancaster. And Kathy, I'll go right to the slides, please. Here's the site location, Kilmarnock Wharf, the town of Kilmarnock, just off the screen to the left. Indian Creek feeds into what's called Pittman's Cove. This is actually the site of a former, I believe, Chesapeake Corp-owned parcel where they loaded, it was a barge loading facility for wood chips. Mr. Fox may be able to speak more to that. Our 2002 series of photographs, this is the wharf that you saw on that previous topographic map. Pittman Cove coming in from Indian Creek. The parcel in question is this whole kind of L-shaped parcel. This is, again, pre-development back in 2002 after the cleanup of the industrial site prior to the commencement of the residential development. On February 1st, 2000, the commission approved a request by Mr. Bob Bragg for four community piers with a total of 24 slips to serve the planned 24-unit residential development on Pittman Cove. The proposal included 12 slips at the existing wharf site and four slips each at three new proposed 100-foot-long T-head piers. This is a detail of a typical 100-foot-long total length, 90 feet from mean low water, 100 feet long, 50-foot T-head, and six mooring piles to create four 36-foot-long slips. And this would, again, be each of the piers 1, 3, and 4. The wharf pier, wharf's design was slightly different to accommodate the additional slips. During construction in 2005, Mr. Bragg and his contractor, Mr. Dana Stillman from D&L Construction, called to inquire as to the possibility of changing the design of dock number one from a T-head to an L-head and adding a boat lift to better accommodate one of the proposed users of the of that dock. After some negotiation and discussion with both the permittee and the contractor, we kind of came to an agreement to reduce the T-head to, it says 26 here, we actually got it down to 24. The T-head becomes an L-head with a boat lift in this slip, 4 foot wide finger pier here and here, and a conical-shaped or triangular-shaped finger pier there. Subsequent negotiations or discussions got us to this position, where staff accepted the request to change from a T-head to an L-head, still four slips, a boat lift in one, additional finger piers here. This finger pier is actually a little longer, not a triangle anymore. Again, no longer 36 feet wide and actually shorter on this side, 18 feet to the outside. Again, staff felt that it was a reasonable request, didn't see there was any additional channel ward encroachment or environmental impacts, and administratively, let's say, accepted those changes. Here we have some recent aerials. Again, Kilmarnock Wharf, the silos in the background, coming into Pittman Cove off Indian Creek. Again, the old wharf site. Dock 1, this is the dock in question. The remainder of the other two docks and the final build-out of the wharf facility has not occurred. That permit expired once. The commission actually granted a reactivation and extension. We brought it to the commission. The permit expired a second time. The applicant, our permittee, requested a second reactivation, and we felt that it would be more proper to bring it back as a new permit since he's let his permits lapse twice. You'll probably be seeing that next month or the month after. Again, the units are starting to be developed along here, units on the water. There's a slight design change. There were originally 12, I'm not sure how many. There were originally 12 units total. These are duplexes. A couple of these units were designed as triplexes. That's been changed slightly, but the total number of units now on the water is 14, seven Duplex is another one being built over here, I believe. And then the remainder on the interior part of the lot. Looking into Pittman Cove and up the cove, again, Dock 1. This is all the Alexandria Police Boys Camp. Dock in question. On August 11, 2006, staff received an application, a new application from Mr. Bragg, which is the application we have before us today, under the name of Harbor on Indian Creek, to add these two forklifts in this location and in this location. In addition, this boat lift and this floating platform showed up on the drawings that I had staff had not reviewed prior and was unaware of. Went out and did a site inspection and found that these two structures were installed without formal commission approval, without staff review and acceptance, and got the particulars from Mr. Bragg. When I inquired after my site inspection, got the particulars on who was responsible. On October 14, 2006, we received a letter from Mr. Raymond Britt. That's 5E in your package, explaining that he had requested his law partner's son, who has a dock building business, Keith Kopsak, Docks of the Bay, to install a lift here and the floating platform here. Neither Mr. Kopsak nor Mr. Britt were aware of the permitting requirements. They didn't inquire to me and apparently did not get any of that information from Mr. Bragg, who was the original permittee, nor Mr. Dana Stillman, who was the original marine contractor for the pier and the first modification that staff had reviewed and accepted. Here's the lift that I had looked at and found to be acceptable. Here is the lift that I had not had a chance to review. Here's the floating platform installed so he could launch kayaks. The entire shoreline of this parcel has been armored with riprap. It was a failing shoreline, eroding shoreline, I should say.
Permitted?
Excuse me?
Permitted riprap?
Indeed. by the local wetlands board.
Right.
And that was a part of the original proposal with the piers that came in. Just another view of the pier. What we have, in an attempt to resolve this situation, I took it upon myself to meet with the applicant, the original permittee, Mr. Bragg, Mr. Britt, Mr. Berger, and Mr. Kopsak, all of which who are here today except for Mr. Bragg, and there's a letter in the file that explains why he's not here, to try to reach a compromise. I explained that we could not accept a second forklift because that would be, in my opinion, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 slips. A second forklift would be here, would be 5, plus this additional formally unauthorized encroachment. It came up with a compromise, or we reached an agreement wherein there would only be one forklift style lift additionally installed. He wanted it here initially. I recommended that it go here. There's an obstruction in the waterway in this location, so he still wants it back over there as far as I know. Staff believe the changes were environmentally minor and, with the exception of the floating platform, resulted in an actual reduction of encroachment over state bottom. As such, staff administratively accepted the modification. Unfortunately, and this is a big unfortunately, staff did not have the authority to approve these changes since the full commission formally approved the original project. Accordingly, this matter is now being brought back before you for that formal commission authorization and after-the-fact authorization. VIMS indicates the marine environmental impacts resulting from the proposed additions to the pier should be insignificant. However, they do encourage the distribution of the Clean Marina Tips handout. That Clean Marina Tips handout was a part of our original permit, and there was a condition in that permit that this informational package be provided to each of the users at that facility at such time that they are that it's built and they are identified. And that stresses the importance of responsible boat usage to minimize impacts from the additional boating activities. Lancaster County Wetlands Board did not require a permit for the changes. They approved the 4 piers originally, where they were to cross the intertidal zone. In this case, it was riprap, but it was still a commercial type of use for the piers. They took jurisdiction. The majority of the impacts, obviously, are subaqueous. But the Wetlands Board approved the original 24 slips at the four piers. They did not require additional authorization for the requested change over to an L head or the additions of the other amenities. Army Corps of Engineers originally issued an RP19 on April 14, 1999 for the entire project as originally approved by this commission. Not you all, but the commission, sorry. The entire project, and there was no changes of in the number of slips or channelward encroachment, therefore they did not need to make any modifications to their approval for this modification request. In conclusion, while staff has the ability to permit, I should say, to accept minor modifications to a permit that was approved administratively when the resulting encroachments are reduced, we failed to bring this to the attention of the full commission as required, since the original permit was approved by the full commission. Regrettably, while attempting to expedite the review and handle certain changes administratively, staff has put the applicant in a position where formal after-the-fact approval is required. Staff is certain that all parties involved now clearly understand the need for prior formal authorization before commencing any construction over state-owned subaqueous bottom in the Commonwealth. Accordingly, staff is recommending approval of the initial pier modification. Again, that would be the change of the structure from T-head to L-head, with this section of finger pier and this section of finger pier being added, and this first boat lift. That was the initial modification. Further, we would recommend approval of this second previously non-reviewed lift in slip 3 and approval of a third, in this case, proposed a third proposed forklift in either slip 2 or slip 4, but removal of the float, as that was not considered, requested, or discussed during approval or during review of the initial application for the entire project. If it's helpful, I could go back to, I realize this is blurred out, I zoomed in, it only flew me so low that day. I can go back to the original plan view if necessary, but that basically tries to explain the mitigating circumstances behind this issue. Since all the structures as they currently exist now were constructed prior to resumption of our royalty collections in December of 2005, we do not recommend a royalty in this case. Staff is also hesitant to recommend a civil charge, given the circumstances involved, and I'd be happy to clarify. By policy, staff does not recommend a royalty for a boat lift installed in a previously approved boat slip, provided the amount of encroachment over state bottom does not increase. So again, with that, I would be happy to attempt to answer any questions you may have. Three of the four parties involved are here. Mr. Bragg, the original permittee, is not here. He's on family vacation in Mexico. He sent in a letter to that effect. I think it's 5-1 in your packet. I had to add it. It's not on the table of contents, but I did add it as the last piece of correspondence received.
Just as a follow-up, tell me what staff wants to do that's different, again, from what has been done. Just go over that very, very briefly again.
Well, staff, I'll start here with this blurry photograph.
Remove the floating pier.
Remove the floating pier. That, as far as what's been done, as far as what's being asked for new work, we were down to one, I call it a forklift type lift. It doesn't have any support piles. It just is installed on the existing pier. I think they're 5 feet wide or so, and
right.
You can imagine a forklift. But not outboard here and not outboard here, but either in slip 2 or 4, as originally accepted by staff, unfortunately not approved by this body. This was the drawing submitted by the contractor and the applicant or the permittee at the time identifying the slips. Those are my circles, but those are his numbers. So staff would feel comfortable recommending the addition of one more lift, which is being asked for in either slip 2 or slip 4. There is a lift now in slip 3. And again, I could go back to any of the other photos.
Mr. Fox.
All right, now, the floating platform was not approved by anyone, correctly or incorrectly.
That is correct to a degree. I went up and met with all parties involved in an attempt to resolve the issues that I had staff. I did not bring this to management, and this would have been the time to do that. The floating platform and that existing lift that are circled were installed prior to my review, any VMRC review at all. In addition, they were asking for two more forklifts, and that's when I said, time out. We need to
straight. All right, we had the first modification when we went from the T-head to the L-head, and that included the lift on the left. Is that correct? That
lift? No, sir.
No, the lift that's...
Yeah, let me go to one other drawing that might help.
All right, lift in the location 1.
This I reviewed. This staff reviewed.
All right, and staff...
Accepted.
Accepted that and the modification from T-head to L-head.
Correct.
Okay. All right, then... without anyone's permission, the floating dock was put in, and the lift at 3 was put in. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So those were without anybody's authorization?
Before they were installed, they were without any authorization or acceptance.
Okay. And that leaves us where we are today with what exists in the creek.
This drawing accurately represents what exists today with the addition. This represents what is currently proposed. In addition to, but everything outside of this circle exists today.
Right. Now, what they want today is they want the circled lift.
Correct.
And do they want another lift at 4 or 2?
They want the circle lift where the circle lift is now.
And that's all they want?
And they want to retain all of the other changes
that
are currently there, that over and above what was originally authorized as a T-head, 4-slip, no-lift pier at this dock.
Okay.
Maybe I said that too fast. I apologize.
No, I got it anyway.
Again, staff recommendation at this point... Mm-hmm. Would be to take this, put it either here or here,
right,
and remove this.
And allow them to continue to have the lift at 3.
Correct.
And the modification.
And the finger pier is correct.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you went through that, Carter, because I needed it as well.
I got it now.
We got it now.
I've been through this a number of times.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have one follow-up question. Just to understand the rationale behind removing the floating platform, is that something part of your negotiation compromise process with the applicant, or what is the specific rationale for that?
Initially, when they were asking for two forklifts, which would be two forklifts, two boat lifts, and they already had one lift. Well, part of the negotiation was to get them down to one forklift. And that floating platform representing a fourth slip. The rationale for staff's recommendation at this point is the commission in 2000 approved a T-head pier with 4 slips, and that's all they approved at the dimensions I described.
I mean, that would reduce the encroachment.
Thanks.
Any further questions? Yeah. Okay. Is the applicants here represented?
That's Mr. Bragg, and his letter is 5-1. Again, he was the original developer of the property. The property is not built out to the point where they have been able to form an association to take over management of this structure, of these structures. There is no association. So at this point in time, Harbor on Indian Creek is Bob Bragg, who is not here today. His letter did indicate that he had spoken to the other parties involved, and did not have a problem with them speaking to this project, representing their interests relative to their use of this community structure. Do you know, is it 5-1? I hope it made it in there.
Mm-hmm, it did.
Yes, it is here.
I'm sorry. Finish with me?
Yes, sir.
Until later.
Quartering went out a long time ago. I think.
Randy said it'd be okay.
Randy's already addressed that matter with me and assures me he did not.
I tried to catch you.
No, all kidding aside, I think in the sense of full disclosure, this was a situation where staff tried to work independently without bringing it to the commission, where the good intentions were there and probably didn't check thoroughly to see the pathway that it went as far as approval was concerned. Is that pretty much accurate? Okay. I don't know how we can act. I'll leave it up to the commission. The applicant that's asking for what he's asking for in a modified stage is not here to ask for it. And I hate to delay these projects, but I don't.
Mr. Commissioner, I think that the letter says basically that these other people can speak on his behalf for their interests. So
yeah, well, that's their interest, though. It's not his interest.
I think their interest is here. I think his interest is their interest both right. In this situation.
Oh, okay.
One wants one and one wants right. One of it and one probably wants the other, I would deduce. Who wants to speak first to get this thing off base? Yes, sir.
I am Massey Berger.
Did you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, shall be God.
Yes, sir.
Proceed, please, sir.
I own a home at Harbor View on Indian Creek. And my interest at this point applies to the additional requested forklift.
Okay.
My request is, well, the recommendation of VMRC is that it be put in either slip 2 or 4.
Right.
Currently, slip 1 is mine. I would like to keep all of my boats on one side if I could. I would like to either put it to the outboard side.
You can either use this. Push down.
Okay. I'd like to, the VMRC's recommendation is put it here or here.
Mm-hmm.
My preference would be to put it here. If that is not acceptable, I would like to put it right here, which is right across from where VMRC is recommending. I believe there are some valid reasons for that, and I hope you will see the same. The boat lift is a forklift type lift, requires 2 additional pilings, and it would go alongside the finger pier. The footprint, even if I put it to the outside, the entire footprint of everything that will be built there is less than the 6-slip T proposal that was approved originally by the board.
The 4-slip.
Correct.
What did I say?
6.
I'm wrong. Excuse me. I misspoke. One of the reasons I'd like to put it where I asked for is I have electricity on that side. I don't have to run the electricity again. One final item that falls in an insignificant column, it would be easy for me to pull the boat straight in from the creek than it will be try to get from the sides.
All right, sir.
I'd be glad to answer
any questions, Mr. Berger. Mr. Schick.
Would you have a problem with if we allowed it to stay where it is or move it around to the backside of slip one, that we eliminate slip four, basically making that slip four?
No, sir.
You wouldn't have a problem with
that? No, sir. Nor would the developer. I have discussed that matter with
him. He says he can speak for him, and it's in the letter, so that's fine. Mr. Fox.
How do the slip allocations work? Do you own your slips, or...
No, sir.
In other words, my question is leading to, does someone else have rights to slip four?
No, sir. There are only going to be three boats, full boats using that. The first unit in the development will use likely slip two. His neighbor will use three, and I will use one, and the requested forklift. So that will be four boats here, and that's all. I didn't make it very clear, did I?
No.
Yeah.
That was bad. Any other questions?
I would also, if I may...
Yes, sir.
Address the question of the platform. I realized that the platform was certainly handled in an inappropriate way, but as has been mentioned, this entire site is riprap. My wife likes to kayak, and the only likely way to do it, or reasonable way, safe way, is to do it off of a platform. So I would ask that the board consider allowing that platform to remain.
We'll put that before the commission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Does anyone else want to speak this matter? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Raymond Britt.
You saw us swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do, sir.
Proceed, Mr. Britt.
I am the offending party for putting in the floating dock. I like to kayak, and as Mr. Berger has stated, there is no way that you can put a kayak in off the pier. It's too high up. They didn't put finger piers in, so you could lower down so you can get in the kayak. It's riprap all the way around. There is just no way of getting a kayak over the rocks. My wife has a bad knee. She can't crawl down, and my daughter's not going to take the kayaks over there. There's no place to store them. So I'm the one that put it in the floating dock solely because I wanted to use the kayaks, and I'd like the commission to consider that they can stay there if some royalty or fine has to be paid. I'd rather pay the fine and be able to use kayaks than not have it. Thank you.
Well, did you know when you put it in that you shouldn't have put it in?
I did not.
Okay. You're under oath. I take that as your word. Thank you. Yes, sir. Did you?
Yes.
What's your name, please?
Keith Kopsak.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Proceed, please.
I'd like to thank you all for having me today. I'll try to be brief. I'm glad that I got to come down and see the commission at work. I wish the circumstances were different, however. I'm the contractor that put in the actual lift. I didn't drive the pilings, and I built the floating dock for Mr. Britt, and you know, I was new to the business, and I still am fairly new, and I do apologize. And
how long had you been in the business when you did that?
I would say a year and a half. Okay. I should have known better. I had some assumptions because of the fact that it was duplexes there, so I figured it was commercial, and it was all false.
You understand now?
Yeah.
Don't assume when you get your feet wet.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what I'm here to apologize and take all the blame.
Right.
Like I don't want anything to go upon Mr. Britt, and I have a great relationship with Mr. Woodward, and I'm glad to be here today. Again, I wish it was something different. Additionally, the property is zoned R2, which I originally thought was commercial, but it's not. R2 doesn't exist anymore in Lancaster County, and therefore, if the floating dock is allowed to stay, I don't think it would set any precedent because that kind of zoning doesn't exist anymore. However, whatever it takes to remedy the circumstance or the situation, we'll do, whatever the commission recommends.
Okay. Any questions? Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
All right, now, which lift did you put in, lift at one or lift at three?
We physically installed a lift at three, but the pilings were there, and that was, as stated in Mr. Bragg's letter, I believe, at some point, was you know, that Mr. Stillman had originally driven to Pilings, and we went down there and installed the lift, and you know, it was, I think that it was a case where he thought maybe we had it, we thought maybe he had it, and you know.
So you installed the unauthorized lift?
Correct.
And someone else installed the quasi-authorized lift number one?
Right.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Jay, did you have anything you want to add to this one, I mean, at the end of it? Or?
I don't think I can add anything that's going to help me or anybody
else.
Okay,
good. Thank you. That's enough. The matter is before the commission for discussion. Mr. Schick.
This situation, we basically have four slips, and we have six requests for slips. How we put it into four slips, it doesn't particularly matter, I don't think, you know, where the lifts go. And even the floating platform, if it's in a slip and used for kayaks, it would probably be something that could stay with the proper permit. I know we're talking about coverage, and you know, we might have to look at that type of situation, but there are different ways to hold boats in slips. But if you wanted to keep the platform, it would need to go probably into two or four. And if you want to keep the outside forklift, it would need to go into two and four. So you have four spots. You have three lifts and a platform. But it doesn't sound like that's what's being requested. And in the platform, I guess, is a gray area. It goes back to our definition of what a boat is and all this other stuff. And, you know, what is a lift? What is a platform? What is dock? But I, unless they were willing to put that floating platform in apply, you know, for the permit and have it reviewed into one of the slips, I don't see how we can approve that. I don't have a problem myself with the forklift being on the outside if we no longer can use number four as a tie-up slip. So that, you know, if he wants to keep it there because of economics of the fact that the electricity is there and everything else, it's more convenient to get into. I mean, that'd be fine to keep it there, but then it has to be known that four is no longer a slip. And no boats are supposed to be there temporarily overnight or a swim platform put there.
Okay. Well, Mr. Fox?
Maybe we can approach this incrementally. And I would make a motion, an incremental motion, but a motion that we accept the modifications that staff erroneously approved of changing the T head to an L head, allowing the installation of lift number one. I make that motion.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion on that portion of the motion? Because I think I know where we're going. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next.
Okay. Okay, I will move that we allow lift three to stay, and the one that's not numbered, the forklift next to one becomes slip four, thereby abandoning slip four. And that's my motion there, with no civil penalties.
And removal of the platform?
And
or leave the plate. I'm just.
I think we can take that up incrementally, Mr. Chairman.
We can take that up incrementally.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to do the platform.
Well,
that's fine.
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further,
can we have a little discussion here?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I'm concerned that if we say that no boat can be moored at number four, that it's still a very attractive place for a boat to be. One solution would be to take the L head off the top and get rid of slip two thereby.
Oh, well, that,
but I'm just speculating here now.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
If I can just speak to that fact, I was saying we could deal with the
floating pier incrementally, the floating platform, because I was thinking that that might be, we might recite that at slip four, in which case would have a total encroachment of 4.5 slips, if you will. I think it's very marginal, and it would allow for the use of kayaks at the site, which I think is a reasonable use of bottom. And I don't think the square footage is very large.
I agree with that.
Let's frame the last motion to contain all of that so we can move along. That would be the best suggestion. And that one, who wants to make a motion?
Go ahead.
So I move that we allow the forklift next to slip one stay there. That becomes slip four.
Mm-hmm.
And then also slip three's lift can also stay there without any civil penalties.
And we leave the platform ready.
Well, the platform's going to be another motion.
Okay.
You've heard Mr. Schick's motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Now, as far as the platform goes, if they had permitted that to begin with and wanted that extra area of covering as dock, my question to the staff is would that have been something that would have been able to have been approved by the dimensions of the T-head and
Mr.
all that?
Mr. Grab.
There was considerable discussion when this was approved by the commission initially, and one of the key things was the four slips, the four at each of the three, and then the 12 slips at the old former chip loading facility. We would have looked at it just from the standpoint, and I think Mr. Fox had said, if you put the platform in there, it becomes unself-regulating in that one can then put boats on either side. Certainly the commission could have approved four slips and the swim platform or dock platform. The commission had not done that. And in order to make it self-regulating, self-enforcing, staff wouldn't have any problem if one of the four slips was allocated for kayaks, because I guess we initially assumed, or I assumed, that the four slips were to serve two duplexes. What appears to be happening is that one unit has two slips and two of the other units each have a slip. Both of them seem to have spouses or children that use kayaks. We'd have no problem as you had suggested. I think if you moved, the facility, into one of the slips and use that because you weren't going to use it for boats. But we think, and you will see next month when you get the other projects, that the number of slips is a key issue in the Pittman's Cove area. And so we just kind of like to keep it to the four slips that the commission had authorized previously.
Now, if they had wanted to build a fixed dock structure at the same place where that floating dock structure is, would that have been larger than the square footage allowed by legislature?
These are community.
Oh, it's community.
Commercial.
Right, yeah.
I mean, none of the individuals.
Right.
And the reason we have Mr. Bragg, he had the parcel. He was the developer.
Mm-hmm.
He is the current applicant. What's the name
Harbor
of it?
Harbor on Indian Creek.
Harbor on Indian Creek. Yes, we would have again looked at it to see whether it was for additional boat usage. We never really got into slips were allocated to duplexes 1 and 2, and of the 12, these were duplexes 3 through 7 and things of this nature. And that's the only thing. I think either the commissioner early on had said, well, if you give up slip 4, whoever has the right to use slip 4 right now, are they agreeable or amenable to that?
Right.
But if the commission wants to approve maximum of 4 and a kayak platform, you certainly have that
right.
ability.
It's within the...
Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, the reason I brought this up, the concern was raised that if we simply eliminate slip 4, but there's still a finger pier there, obviously it's going to be a tempting place to tie up. And I was trying to sound...
Still two birds with one stone?
Yeah. I was trying to accommodate the stated need for kayak access while deterring the use of slip 4 for tying up boats. So I think it would be appropriate to allow them to retain the floating dock but located in slip 4.
And I second that motion.
Okay. Motion made second. My only comment is it was a comment made by one of the individuals that said, I don't care what I've got to pay, what I've got to do, I just want to keep it. I want to stress that this is the reason that it's being, and I think I understand the motion. The motion is to prevent further encroachment is by allowing this, and it's not a matter of basically paying a fee in order to receive what's coming out.
Well, if we do that, and yes, I think it's not a bad idea.
Right. Need to move it?
Then we will have five slips instead of four. Do we all understand that?
Well, I would like to add on there that basically that this would be used for non-motorized motorcraft or non-motorized vessels. Right. So kayaks, paddle boats, canoes. So it's not for jet skis, small Boston Whaler type thing. Essentially, we still are having a fifth slip, but the slip is really for water access more than it is for... And if they hadn't had the riprap, I would have said remove it.
Okay. Do you accept that, Mr. Ryan?
I do.
Okay. Motion made, second. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.